This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, 10 years after the U.S. went to war in Iraq, we are revisiting Iraqis we've met in our coverage. In 2006, we brought you the story of a woman who performed the Muslim ritual of washing and preparing the dead for burial. And of course, there were many dead, as she explained to us.
And before that, there were two sisters. And before that, I cannot quite remember. It's just so many people of different ages, young women, children, old women.
Recently, NPR's Kelly McEvers went looking for the body washer.
What's interesting about this story, and about so many stories we did from Iraq during the most violent years, is how we got the story. Back then, hundreds of people were dying every day. Anti-American sentiment was high, and a lot of times, Western journalists didn't even go out unless they were embedded with the U.S. military. If we wanted to talk to Iraqis, our Iraqi colleagues did the work. Here's our longtime colleague, Isra Al-Rubai, on how she first met the body washer, whose name is Abbas.
She was reading the newspaper, and I asked her, "What are you reading?" She said, "Oh, about the benefits to the health of apple." She seemed a very life-loving person. She still wants a better life, although she lives in the midst of death.
Isra told Abbas she wanted to record her while she washed a body. Abbas said fine, but said she didn't want to offend the relatives of the dead. They agreed Isra would pose as a woman who couldn't have children.
It's a belief in the Iraqi community, and I think in the Arab community as well, that for a woman who cannot have babies, if she undergoes this terrifying experience of witnessing or seeing a dead body being washed, then this would have a certain effect on her psychologically. And hopefully, I mean, and it worked many times, she would be able to have babies.
The night before she was to record the washing, Isra couldn't sleep. She had never spent so much time with the dead body up close. But the next day, it all went fine.
They say that you are the enemy of the unknown. And once it becomes known to you, it will no longer be your enemy.
These days, Iraq is different. There are still bombings, and some people still hate Americans. But now Isra and I can go together to meet Iraqis. On a clear, cool day last month, we drove about 2 hours south of Baghdad to find Abbas. She's still a body washer at a washing house in a dusty field outside the holy city of Karbala. We notice she's wearing a new robe, or abaya. We realize it's the abaya of a dead woman.
Sometimes if the clothes are very old and worn out, we burn them. And sometimes they're still new, we use them.
Abbas says she has seen a lot in the decades that she's done this job, but it's never been as bad as it was in 2006 and 2007.
I've seen women with decapitated heads, university professors. There were some who worked at the embassies.
One was the wife of a high-ranking official. Her head was partially shot off. In 2008, Abbas decided to leave Baghdad for good and move here to the south, where there's less violence. Now she washes people who die of natural causes. We ask if she's still haunted by the bad time.
Of course, I feel the pain inside because I know that these people are just innocent people. They didn't deserve to die in such a brutal way. But to affect me or to be traumatized in a paralyzing way, no.
This is the thing about Abbas. Despite all the misery of the bad time, she somehow manages to smile and laugh.
Never grieve. I never care really too much about things. My husband got another wife. I didn't care. Like I said, okay, everything comes in its time. I really feel optimistic about things.
Like our colleague Isra, Abbas is philosophical about seeing death up close. While most people are scared of death, perhaps being face to face with it every day is just the thing. Why do human beings complicate things, Umm Abbas says, when we know how it ends? Life goes by in a moment, she says. Why not live it as it is? Kelly McEvers, NPR News.